Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in their coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers. And Felix, send the mail guys hauling the bulk mail. And the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations. And we got terrible Tom out there behind the wheel of one of them. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the mountaintop up there in the northern part of our area, we've got Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy Pelosi shows up in Kyiv, Ukraine, with Adam Schiff in tow to meet with Zelensky. And I want to tell you, did you take a good look at the facial expressions of Adam Schiff?
No.
He looked like he was scared to freaking death.
Okay.
He was trembling. His eyes were wider than I've ever seen them. He was looking around. I mean, it was unbelievable. But then again, I guess he'd never been in a combat zone.
Well, probably not.
So I thought it was funny when I saw it, but that's just me.
Well, there's a couple of things about this visit. One is that she goes only after several Republicans had already been there.
Yep.
Two, she goes and Biden doesn't when other world leaders have. So this is, should be become a real embarrassment to this White House. Number three, she says that she will continue to fund Ukraine until the war is over. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
First of all, Russia has been fighting in the Donbass region since, nine years?
Yep.
So, could that continue to go on another 8 or 9 years in the Donbass region?
Sure.
So we have to kind of watch all this. She won't even be there. Probably if the other side of the midterms, right?
Correct.
She won't. If all things are right, she won't even be speaker.
Nope.
So, this woman really has an awful lot of gall, but we know that. So,
well, let me run this by you. We've had Blinken, we've had Austin, and now Pelosi act as though they're making a guest appearance on the red carpet in Hollywood by showing up in the Ukraine, right?
Okay.
Now, something here stinks, really stinks. And there's all kinds of theories, and I got three of them right here in front of me that were sent to me via email, so I'm going to read it to you to get your comment. All kinds of theories about Biden stoking the flames to divert attention for his failures while crying, fight for your freedom. That's number one. Number two, could Biden be doing the bidding of China?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
I know, but we know that he's in bed with the Chinese. And they literally may own him because of whatever it is they got on him. Or is there some collusion between Zelensky, Putin, and Biden at the expense and death of the Ukrainian people? There's something screwy going on that these people are just dancing in and out of there like it's no tomorrow.
Well, I don't know that anybody's dancing in and out of there.
Well, why does Nancy Pelosi, of all people, show up in a combat zone?
Well, she's done that kind of stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, she took a couple other people with her, but it's not unusual. It's just that she really did it after it was proven that it could be done because of so many Republicans have already been over there, and they went over there with a whole lot less fanfare.
Yeah, the Republican congressman, was it McCarthy over there?
But she's doing this to show that she has power, but she only did it because, you got the head of the United Nations that was just there. A sizable Republican delegation had already been. And you've got other world leaders, including, let's not forget, Boris Johnson, who literally walked the streets. So this really should be embarrassing this White House, who, decided they were going to send Kamala Harris, but Kamala Harris didn't go any further than Poland.
Well, I mean, she must have been in the shift corner there because, like I say, it was obvious to watch shift. And several people that were watching his eyes and watching him tremble, they were just going, can you see this? Are you watching this? And I said, yep, I did. I saw it. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a busy day in the neighborhood. Of course, we've got other things going on here, so we'll get to a lot of stuff here when we come back the next time around here. Hold on.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And my conversation with Denise Simon continues right after this. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. And also, the website, Geico, GEICO.com, can do the same. As a matter of fact, you can go there and you can get a cost for the insurance for your car or the truck that you're driving right now. And maybe the motorcycle, if you've got one, an ATV, maybe you've got a boat, maybe you've got an RV. They'll do all of that for you right there. And you can get cost appraisals right there. So they'll tell you what it's going to be. But here's where you save the money. When you add your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance into the mix, you'll save a boatload of money. For sure. I know because I've done it with my homeowners insurance. So there you go. So check them out online, GEICO, Geico.com. Find out where your agent is. If you don't already know, look them up in the phone book or look them up there in a website. Set yourself an appointment or get it done on the internet, whatever you want to do. And check them out and see if they can save you some money. Who knows? It might happen. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Boy, I'll tell you what. you look at the stories that are out there right now. Holy smokes. How about this one? I'll go with this one. A plurality of Americans don't trust the FBI anymore. Can't say they blame them.
Right.
Can't say they blame them. Now, unless you're a Democrat, and then the Democrats are more likely to trust the FBI or federal law enforcement altogether Because President Joe Biden's in the White House, and that's the only reason.
Okay.
So, a board, a TIPP Insights editorial board, wrote in its analysis of the findings about the not trusting the FBI that if they want to earn back the American people's trust, these agencies have got a lot of very hard work to do. How about getting rid of Christopher Wray, for starters?
Well, but that's Biden's deal. He's not going to do that.
Okay. Well, then he will just continue to sink a little further in the polls.
Yes. He? Yes.
Is that the whole deal here?
Yeah. I mean, he's protected.
Well, I'm still waiting for the shoe to drop. Somewhere along the line, something is going to happen where he's not going to run for re-election. Because if he does in 2024, we know he's going to get hosed unless they do a 199% turnaround between now and November. And I don't see it happening. Do you?
I don't think so. I don't think he is going to run for re-election. I think there's going to be an announcement of some kind of a health issue that he can't do it or, you know, some other kind of deal. But
yep.
I think they're concocting something now if they haven't already done that. But what's at issue is who is going to run on the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. It can't be Barack. It could be Michelle. The name Stacey Abrams keeps popping up, believe it or not.
Yeah, whatever. She can't get, you know, she can't even shed what's going on in Georgia. So,
okay.
No.
All right. Well, let's change the subject completely and come over to the Mossad. There was an interesting story that popped up over the weekend from the Jerusalem Post about the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, who had foiled a plot to kill an Israeli diplomat, a U.S. general, and a journalist.
Okay. Who?
Well, we did not hear the word who. They did not say who. They did not divulge any names. That's all they said. Which is...
Well, actually, it was reported by several over there. But it was an Iranian plot. Apparently this was somebody coming out of Turkey. This person that was detained was an agent of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. He was given $150,000 for this assassination.
Yep.
Attempt. He is now under arrest in Europe. Where what that really means, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What Europe really means in this particular situation, but it's been said that Israeli diplomats or top people are really not supposed to be traveling because there have been such a high degree of threats, but they are not telling us any names. They're just telling us positions. So,
right.
This is, I would say, pretty important because there continues to be such a push for an Iranian nuclear deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they wanted to take the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps off the terror list, that's one of the stipulations that Iran has put forward, and it's under serious consideration by those in these negotiations, of which the United States is not part of because Iran won't allow them, but the United States is sitting in the negotiation by proxy, if you will. So... the very fact that there's any negotiations with Iran in any way, shape, or form tells you pretty much everything you need to know about the Biden administration. when it comes to any conflict, including Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the Antifa mob disrupt the GOP rally in Portland, Oregon?
I already heard about it. I did not see it. I saw, you know, there was some kind of craziness, but
They threw a smoke bomb in the middle of the crowd for openers, GOP crowd.
Yeah.
And Antifa was there dressed in their black and all that stuff. And they called the police, but the police were nowhere close by to do anything.
They took them a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't come.
Well, they did come, but it took them a while to get there.
Well, yeah. That means that they didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. No, they were. Yeah, they said that they were shorthanded or something like that. They weren't even in the area. Which,
well, they are.
Yep. And one of the guys that was there was a gubernatorial candidate, which, you know, you would think that would be important enough you might have somebody around. I know if it was Florida, there would have been.
But you have to understand, there's really the police are at half the size it should be.
In Portland, yeah.
And they're really not allowed to arrest anybody.
Yeah, and the crime rate in Portland now is up 30% this year so far.
At a minimum.
So far.
At a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
To serve and protect adds a new meaning in Portland. I guess that's one place you scratch off your bucket list.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been there. I used to live in Tacoma. So
okay. We've got about 59 seconds here, so let's talk about this one real quick. Ukraine identified 10 Russian soldiers accused of the war crimes, saying that they're part of the 64th Separate Motor Rifle Brigade.
Right.
So they know the names. Apparently they posted them somewhere. I didn't see the names. And Zelensky promises they will get a hold of them eventually, and there will be retribution.
Well, I'm sure that they can probably do some pretty interesting things because Ukraine does, in fact, have some prisoners of war.
Uh-huh.
And I think they can learn a lot if they haven't already. And in some cases, there have been some prisoner swaps. So, Ukraine, I think, is kind of in the driver's seat in this, or one of the driver's seats, and helping to build the case of, or participating in the cases of war crimes against Russia / Kremlin / Putin.
Okay, here comes the music. We will continue our conversation tomorrow. You have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you then. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, check out all the great things that she has to offer on the website.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the purpose of her visit to Kyiv is to send a clear message to the world that America stands with Ukraine. Pelosi making the comments in a news conference in Poland following a surprise meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine's capital city. Former President Donald Trump held a Save America rally in Greenwood, Nebraska. The former president saying his administration worked hard to combat the coronavirus pandemic.
Importantly, I let Republican governors run their states the way they should be run, without interference from the federal government, but with a lot of help from the federal government in getting ventilators and therapeutics and supplies of all shapes, sizes, and kinds to them.
The former president announcing his endorsement for Nebraska gubernatorial candidate Charles Herbster. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome to the Monday Morning Edition, our first military and veterans news segment of the week, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Tell them the captain sent you, and they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. You can go to the one campus that's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Or you can go to the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you should call them at 800-659-2080, that's the main number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of either one of those campuses. Or maybe you might want to do what some people have done, take a tour of both. But the number again is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of their campus. They'll tell you that you'll be able to talk to some of the students, you'll be able to talk to some of the instructors, and more than likely you'll be able to talk to some of the financial people on your student loan that you'll be getting if you're a civilian. And, of course, if you're military and have military benefits from the GI Bill, more than likely, most, if not all, of your schooling will be paid for. It all depends on how much you've used before you got there. A lot of people are coming out of the service and they haven't used any of their benefits. So obviously their entire ticket would be picked up by the government under the GI Bill. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So check them out online, NAA.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, the American that was killed last week, 22-year-old Marine veteran, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed. There's been a lot of reports that have come out there since this news story came out. The company had sent him to Ukraine, and he was being paid while he was fighting there. And there was one report that came out that said that he had had an undesirable discharge. Now, I don't know where they got that from or if they're making that up or what the deal is, if it was fake news, whatever the story is. But the fact of the matter is, that's not for us to decide or make any decisions on, because we don't know if it's true. First of all, we can't see the military records. And I don't know who's doing the saying about this to begin with, but we'll see. And it seems to me, if you had less than an honorable discharge, you wouldn't have been hired by a private military contractor to go off into an area where security would be something that you'd need to be a part of. But then again, I could be wrong, but it just doesn't make sense. So we'll see. We'll wait. All right. Now, the big story over the weekend, which wasn't exactly a military story, but I mean, it involved the military and Ukraine and probably our military, too, to make sure that Nancy Pelosi got from point A to point B. But she took a flight to Europe and then disappeared and wound up where, you say? The Ukraine. Now, she was there. She had some of her Democrat people with her, including Congressman Adam Schiff from California. Now, if you can, you need to go look at the video. And you need to look at the video of Adam Schiff. And watch his demeanor. Watch how wide his eyes are. It was a lot more abnormal than what it was normally. I mean, the guy walks around with his eyes, like, wide open, but his eyes were, like, wide open. Really wide open. And he was shuddering a little bit, trembling a little bit. Which tells me he might have been afraid of where he was at and what was going on. And when he was outside standing there, in front of the steps that they went in eventually to wherever the president's office was where they spoke or whatever, he was looking all around like he was doing his own little security sweep. But I guess that's just the way Adam Schiff is. My next question is, I wonder if he was carrying a sidearm. I would have been under those circumstances. Now, the other thing is, Nancy Pelosi, not to be outdone, showed up in the streets of Kiev in her high heels. And the trip, the whole trip was filmed and not announced until after the delegation left the Ukraine. Now she's meeting with another leader right this minute, as a matter of fact, making all kinds of promises to him that if she's not the Speaker of the House after November, she won't be able to keep. Because remember, all the money and all the aid and all the stuff that they got to have, they're above that limit that they were allowed to, the president's allowed to use, you know, a certain amount of money and give a certain amount of stuff away. They're above that limit, so now everything has to be passed by the Congress and agreed to be sent anywhere. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next, but this is going to get wild and wilder. Nancy in her high heels strutting the streets of Kiev. Yep, how about that? How about that? And you just know if she could have been a fly on the wall, she promised everything, including the kitchen sink to Zelensky, but she's not in a position to give him anything. Well, the A-10 is probably going by the wayside sooner rather than later. A U.S. Air Force official managing the A-10 Thunderbolt aircraft says the service is hollowing its Warthog fleet by starving it out of resources amid a push to retire the aging attack plane that's still continuing to be flown heavily in various combat situations. First of all, they're one of the best planes that the military ever had with what they're able to do and how they're able to maneuver and pretty much do a flyby and take out the target they're looking at on the way in because of the fact that their aircraft is set up in such a manner with those Gatling guns that they've got, number one, the missiles they carry, number two, even though they're a little bit slower, they usually hit what they're aiming at. You don't hear about a lot of misses with the HNs. And, of course, there would be more than twice the F-35s floating around, F-22s, too, with a much higher price tag if the Warthog were to go by the wayside totally. It's still a good plane. And there's a lot of foreign countries, I'm sure, that would love to get their hands on that and use it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Now, there were two Americans last week you didn't hear about, both former Army, who were volunteering in the Ukraine that were wounded by artillery fire in combat in southeastern Ukraine on last Wednesday, the 27th of April. We've been trying to get some information about that, and so far we haven't heard a whole heck of a lot, but apparently they're also part of a security unit. In the meantime, hold that thought. We'll be coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Acura, of course, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, and has some amazing creature comforts, too. The Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save plan, which means active duty military, military vets, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal presented to them. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan itself, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura side by side. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget, they're only 30 minutes north of St. Pete, 20 minutes north of Tampa. And tell them the captain sent you. Be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the sun is shining, so it's not so bad.
I'm glad to hear that because you're going to need a lot more sun, but you might get it and you might not because there's some bad weather coming again to the east from the west. We'll see where it goes and what happens. Okay. You just heard me mention to you off the phone about this economist, I believe his name is John Williams, who says that U.S. inflation, he believes, is much higher than claimed. He says he thinks it's around 16.8%.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I mean, you get different algorithms numbers. I've been saying this for a while, even before it went parabolic, I said inflation is much, much higher than what people are letting on. Wages were increasing at pretty much the same level, but now inflation has surpassed wages. So, yeah, people might be making more money, but they don't feel any richer because they're spending more money on everyday items. So that's the reality of the situation. That's what inflation does. And I think on the items that, people have to buy and on a regular basis just to survive on, I think that's hurting the most. These are things that they purchase on a regular basis, and it's in your face all the time. I do think inflation is higher than 10%. I've been saying that for a long time. I don't know if 16, but it's most certainly higher than 10.
Now, U.S. Senate Democratic leader, your senator up here in New York, one of them anyway, Chuck Yvonne Schumer, said Russian oligarchs are being targeted in the U.S. aid package with the Ukraine, the $33 billion package. The oligarchs are being targeted. I don't know how they're being targeted, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see in regards to that. And again, it's, Ukraine, $33 billion, but it's not just that. They're tying all sorts of other stuff to this. More money, COVID money, this, that, the next thing. It's getting to be a bit insane here. If you're going to pass the bill, pass the bill. You don't have to attach all these other things to it.
I know, but that's what they do. Especially when they can't get it passed any other way. Okay, Germany is quitting Russian oil, so they say, by late summer. And they said that's a realistic goal. They're going to do it.
Interesting. I mean, they got they obviously have to shore up, supplies from elsewhere to make that happen. I mean, there's been a lot of platitudes as of late saying going to be completely off Russian oil and gas by a certain period of time. Okay, I mean, basically, probably what's happening is probably you got India and China willing to pick up all of that Russian oil. So supplies that might have been going to India and China from maybe the Middle East or wherever it may be are now probably going to Germany. So it's an oil market, and every kind of thing kind of just gets out there, so everybody knows, because of the price of oil where it is, and despite all these sanctions, the amount of money that Russia has been making has gone through the roof. It hasn't changed. Sanctions haven't done anything. The price of oil has gone up. They're still making their money.
Now, what would you say if I told you the billionaire financier guru Warren Buffett has detailed a spending spree that he's currently on by taking a jab at Wall Street? I don't know what he was jabbing him for, but apparently he didn't like something.
Well, he and Charlie this past weekend and just jabbing at the same things that I've been jabbing at, people that speculating too much and turning it into a casino. Now, if you're smart, you take advantage of things like this. That's what we like doing. He does that, too. But they were pointing out to the cryptocurrencies and a lot of the high-speed trading, also pointed out to Robinhood, the so-called free trading outfit that so many people have lost money trying to get rich overnight. But this is what happens, again and again and again. People try to take shortcuts, and they end up getting burned. It's the common theme. I'd say it week in, week out of my program. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And you try to circumnavigate that is when you get hurt.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out because right now a big federal rate hike may be ahead. And amidst the early signs that there could be right now, the hot inflation that we're seeing is peaking. I'm not seeing that. Are you?
I don't know. But I think we're peaking to some degree. But it needs to come down. Things are going to get ugly. I mean, it really is. People are getting upset. You're going to see issues around the globe. Protests are already starting to take place in countries that are not as wealthy as ours. These are still you know, wealthy countries, but they're very upset about the food and energy costs and what they've got to pay, and it's problematic. The last time we really saw this, this is what really kicked off that whole, what they call that Arab Spring. It started with food riots and, you know, people, the price of food going up. And if this continues to happen, I would expect more unrest around the globe.
Wow. Okay. Now, let's jump into this one here, because this is another interesting one that's out there. The NASDAQ tanked 4.17%. It had its worst month since 2008. Is that over and done with?
I think that, you know, if I could call exact bottoms and exact tops, you know, I would be a, no one's been able to do that in the history of time. I think that the market's a little bit oversold right now. But most certainly, I mean, it could come down further from here. What investors need to know is that if you own high quality companies and you've been doing the right thing over the long term, you're going to be fine. Short term, you know, things are looking, you know, still pretty scary out there. There's no doubt about that at all. The market's very, very bearish at this point, a bit of a buyer strike. And when that happens, you kind of want to, you know, get out of the way to some degree. You don't want to make stupid decisions or rash decisions with your portfolio. This is where, in essence, you want to keep doing what you're doing. You want to keep putting money away. You want a dollar cost average and take advantage of these dips. That's what makes you truly successful. Selling after the markets have already come down, high quality companies thinking that it's going to go down further, and it may go down, let's say it goes down another 10%. It's already come down quite a bit. You've got to believe it where these things are going to be down the road. And that's, if you're able to do that, that's what makes successful investors. People who get emotional and bent out of shape, that's people that lose.
Okay, now we got a special edition here. Let's do this. All right, Dr. Fauci's in the news for all the wrong reasons again. He says the U.S. is likely to determine the next COVID booster type by summer.
Another shot now?
Yep. Another booster.
Yeah, I think people are going to get tired of the boosters, and you know you're not going to need them to travel or do various different things. I think you're going to be hard pressed to get people to actually get the shot, take a booster. I really do. The COVID numbers are up; they're actually higher now than they were a year ago.
Yep.
Even though the deaths are down, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be with us. It's going to continue to be around. And there's nothing you can really do about it. I mean, again, you know, it's interesting. Certain people are able to, you know, ward it off. Other people, you know, they may get it again.
It's called your immune system.
Yeah. And everybody's immune system's a little bit different.
Yep.
And, you know, they're wearing the mask all the time. It didn't work. It's a respiratory disease, and we knew that from the get-go. We didn't handle it properly.
Okay, my friend, here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day up there.
Scott, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour news with Frank Salvato.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.